This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate so much the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that last segment. And if you are just tuning in, go get it. Now, I'm not joking. I'm serious. Go get it. You know, we always hear we're made to feel bad about some of the things we believe. But Walt is one of many people that I know that are part of the gay, lesbian, and transgender, and whatever community. And I'm not going to feel bad about things that aren't true. You know, it's funny. People call you heartless because there's certain things you do or don't want to do. And I remember years ago here in my district, before I got on the school board, they were trying to pass a school bond. They were trying to pass a school bond, to build more schools. So I started looking at the numbers. I knew what they did with the last one, and I started pushing back. And people that I had been friends with for so long were calling me, and they were saying, I can't believe you're doing this to our kids. I can't believe that you would fight for safer schools, for better places for our kids to go to school and to learn. And I would tell them, I'm not fighting to keep your kids from getting schools. I'm fighting for your kids to actually get the money because they've already blown it once. I'm fighting for your kids to actually get the money that's due them, for your actual tax dollars to go where they need to go. And I'm so tired. So anyway, they're pulling on me. They're pulling on my quote unquote heartstrings. These are all PTA moms. Nothing wrong with PTA moms, so don't go write me any letters. But my attitude was, if I'm pushing a bond, and I'm actually pushing a bond now to fix some of the damage that was done by the first bond, if I'm going to push a bond, I want to make sure that, you know, 88 cents on every dollar actually goes to helping those kids. And not be thankful that 70 cents goes. Or 65 cents. No, I'm not thankful. I want more than that there. But they made it sound like they were pulling at me trying to make it sound like that I was against the kids. And they're very good at that. But you can't let them get away with it. You cannot let them do that. And some of you do. Right? Some of you backed out. I actually had somebody recently, why I brought Walt Heyer on. I wanted them to hear this. And we were talking about that four-year-old. And the mother in the article says that the four-year-old said he wanted to be with Jesus. Does he know what that means? And instead of you giving in to him, why don't you find out what the true issues are and how to work through them? And he doesn't know how to end his life. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be nasty. I'm trying to tell you the truth. We act. We do knee-jerk reactions on emotions. You look. Do you know why we have so many single moms and we have, you know, so many kids that are in debt in college and haven't finished college? Because we've allowed these kids to move on emotion. But I loved him. Yeah, I slept with him at 14 years old and got pregnant because I loved him. Right? I had to have that car. I don't care the payments of $485.93 a month. I had to have that car. Right? I had to have those shoes. You saw my shoes. You know that's not true. But you see what I'm saying here? I'm talking about what we've raised, what we've done. Everything's about feelings. So as Walt was saying, who's been through it, so put your stones down. It's got nothing to do with me. So as Walt was saying, just because you feel like a girl or you feel like a boy or you feel like a neutral doesn't mean you are. Because everything is based on the feeling in your head. You know, if you have too much sugar, you're going to feel different than if you don't have a lot of sugar at all. People are affected by different things, different foods, brings out different moods. Why do some people get more miserable on rainy days and others don't? Right? Some people get hangovers, others don't. Yeah, the nasty one is periods with women, right? Some women, for some odd reason, they go on a raging craze fest, and others go through it like nothing ever happened. And you know what, for you feminists, I'm not picking on you. I'm simply stating fact. You know, why is that? Is it feelings? Is it chemicals? Can you control it? Can't you control it? It's amazing to me how much we're allowing to happen. Yeah, I'll get to the liberal story in a minute. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tim Allen's comedy, Last Man Standing, has been canceled by ABC. Now, there is no way in God's creation that you're going to tell me that his show had low ratings. Or nobody wanted to see it. Or. Probably from the same statisticians that said that Trump was going to lose big. But because I think Tim Allen produces his own show. So hopefully he'll shop it somewhere else. So it was considered the perfect sitcom for the Trump era, hitting ratings high and at 60. I mean, hot, just massive ratings. But ABC said, but we don't want it anymore. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. I'm Joe Matheny, your host. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Hey, thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Can I say you guys? Is that okay? You guys good with that? All right. But I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. What the heck? 63. I hate computers. Did I tell you about that? 855. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you go over to Facebook, they have the Facebook page there that you can enjoy as well, I think. You know, the liberals, this whole thing with, what's his name? Stephen Colbert, was it, who used that nasty language last week? And I get a kick out of this. Because, look, what he said was disgusting, and it was bad. And I agree with what most of you are saying about it. But there's an outrage over an FCC investigation of Stephen Colbert's shows and how the left really screws things up, you know, because they're jumping all over everything. Now, when the liberals were buzzing with rage about Trump, this time was about that FCC investigation of Stephen Colbert. And for some of you who don't know who he is, you know, he's a late-night TV host. And he did a monologue. He was mad at Trump. And if you hadn't heard it, I'm not going to repeat it. It was pretty disgusting, like I said. It had to do with him having oral sex with Putin. Now, that's a bad joke. Okay? If somebody on the right did this joke, the left would say you were homophobic. Even though you'd be promoting gay activities. Now, it doesn't accurately describe, though, the current state, the tense state of U.S. Russian relations. Now, it wasn't long before the right-wing internet took a break from calling liberals snowflakes. They got outraged. They threw themselves all around the place. They hollered to fire Colbert. Some people complained to the FCC about the joke. And then when liberals decided to start the cycle of a counter-outrage, if you would, all of a sudden things blew up even more. It's almost like we are trying to see who can outrage each other at times. I mean, it's like anything else. If you give no attention to it, some of this stuff, it goes away. It's like, oh, gee, that doesn't work anymore. Let's try something different. Now, an article on The Hill had a headline that read, FCC to investigate, take appropriate action on Colbert's Trump rant, which currently has over 100,000 shares. It seems to have been sparked or ignited the left-wing firestorm. Now, prominent liberals like Sarah Silverman. I don't know. Why do they call her a prominent liberal? You can call her a prominent fruitcake. She's exactly, she should be in that lineup with, Pelosi and Wasserman Schultz and Jackson Lee, all of them. So she said this was evidence that Trump was trying to censor comedians. Uh-huh. If he wanted to censor comedians, if he wanted to shut things down, I think SNL would have been one of his first targets, don't you? She went on to say, this is really chilling. This kind of crap has to be fought hard. And a whole bunch of other libs went down that road, too. Is this what government censorship? Now, they have no problem when you censor guys like me. You never an outrage from Silverman when they can my shows or pull our stories or throttle down our traffic, that's all okay. Right? Let me see. Teen Vogue columnist and Vice contributor Lorene Duca said that she was linking to the same article, good thing there's no way this could have a chilling effect on speech critical of the president, political reporter Eric Geller wrote. Excuse me. States becoming authoritarian often go after comedians early. And remember, there's a woman serving jail time for laughing at Jeff Sessions. Yeah, okay, right. Liberal commentator Sarah Kenzoid was complaining about, referring to a Code Pink activist convicted of charges related to a protest at the Sessions confirmation hearing. Actually, if she's doing jail time, it isn't for yelling at him. She did something to the cop. She did something in there that she shouldn't have. When they start to take away our jokes, we should all be worried. This is not normal, comedian Mike Bergoglia, whatever his name is. He was really good. He would change his last name. Except that FCC investigation of obscenity complaints is normal and really normal. And although free speech is protected by the First Amendment, there are still rules about what can be shown on TV, said on TV, and done on TV. That's why you don't hear the F word on primetime TV. That's why we don't have graphic sex scenes during primetime television, although Redolfo, darn close. You have to go over, and even on HBO and Showtime, there is a time frame to it. And the FCC is very clear about these things. So again, it's about the FCC, right, carrying out its duty to uphold the law. And I've been saying it, and it's going to be my this week's piece, that the Democrats are the party of the lawless. Excuse me. I know it doesn't make for good radio, but what do you want from me? I'm either going to sneeze into the mic or not. Now, FCC staff reviews each complaint to determine whether it alleges information sufficient to suggest that a violation of obscenity, profanity, or indecency that's been prohibited has occurred. And when you look at this, you say to yourself, okay, so I don't know, because I didn't watch the show. I don't watch the show, period. And I don't know if he actually said the word, and then when they were playing it back, it was beeped. I have no idea. Those, some of you brain surgeons in the chat room are going to have to tell me whether he said it or not, but I would imagine there's quite a few of you in here that wouldn't listen to that show to begin with. But why are prominent liberals up in arms about this? This is a routine investigation. Now, some say in part it has to do with how the media frames a story or non-story. Most people don't know how the FCC process works. Investigation is always a scary word, right? And whenever you hear the word investigation, especially now, you know, it's really funny how some of you guys on the left, I know some of you listen to the show because I get your emails, you scream about Trump being Hitler, him forcing on us what he wants. And the last regime seemed to force a lot down on us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuba.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, 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 I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Head up to the website. I want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things, all the labels, everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, but you don't need to. There is absolutely no reason to be afraid of me or us. And we didn't give ourselves those labels. The guys on the left did. You know the guys who hate labels? They labeled us.
Well, I don't like to use labels. It puts people in a box.
Well, thank you. I'm very happy in the box you put me in. The last one I like the best, the white guy. Right? I mean, seriously, like, I'm going to push it right back on him. Like, we had anything to do with it. Right, like I could change the color. Anyway. Or you can buy like the shirt that I have on. You see, notice I say I gotta pull the mic away so nobody can see it. See, it says stand, hashtag stand for America. And here's the deal. Stop letting them win. The shirt's not gonna make you a winner, but if a bunch of you show up in these shirts and say stand for America, they're gonna know what you're talking about. It's not a Trump shirt, okay, not that that was a bad thing or could be a bad thing, but it's not a Trump shirt, right? It's an American shirt. If you can't stand, and like I said, keep your emails, not interested in reading all the emails about, you know, I could be an American, I can stand for America without buying your blankety-blank shirt. I get it. It's okay. I agree with you. But some people, you know, all those yo-hos, they all look uniformed, right? Black shirt, black pants, black shoes, black bandera. They all look like that. I'm just thinking we could look a little uniform, right? I've had some. What's really bad is that some people have written me and said, I want the shirt, but I won't wear it out. I don't want to get beat up. Seriously. So back to the liberals having heartburn with an FCC investigation being done at Coburn. And guess what? It's normal. It's the norm, but it's one of their people. And they're trying to spin this fake news that the reason the FCC is looking into this is because of Donald Trump. No, it's because your boy did something lewd and disgusting. And now the FCC maybe has been forced into doing this. Otherwise, it will look like they're giving you guys
more. Anyway, and they're accusing the FCC of being on witch hunts. The guy said something lewd about our president on television. Right? And what he used, it wouldn't matter who he said it about, because he said it about a hockey player. The comment was still rude, and it was against FCC rules for TV, for primetime television. It's really that simple. Now, you may have some decent reasons to criticize Trump, something you might find valid. You know, and there is a free press. I get all of that. But see, not everybody, even though you might have the right to say something, not everybody necessarily is forced to listen to it. So when you sit there and you say, oh, I have the free speech to say whatever I want to, you kind of do and you kind of don't. See, when we don't know who's going to be in the room and what's going to go on, we have a right to kind of censor you a little bit. Say, look, you want to use those four-letter words, you're really comfortable with them, you think they make you bigger and feel better and all that stuff, then you can say them all you want 22 and a half hours a day. And the Supreme Court has said that that's true. So if you want to be able to swear 24 hours a day, then get your own streaming station, your own streaming channel, and you can do anything you darn well please. No, it's so hard because the rules are different for over the airwaves as opposed to cable. And now they're even different for internet, online. Now, the FCC investigation into Colbert's scandalous joke isn't the only questionable story the liberal media has embraced. Last week, the New Yorker ran an article with the headline, Trump's America being sexually assaulted could make your health insurance more expensive. They bought that one, too. They went nuts with it. They're so easy. You know, I used to jokingly say to some people that I could get crazy in a couple of sentences. They're so easy. See, the people that hate me for what I do and for what I think, if you would, I actually love it. I think it's hilarious. Because I can actually go into one of their Facebook chat rooms. They leave it open to me, which shows you how smart they are to begin with. And I go in there, and I dump a bomb. Fake, real, or whatever. But the mere fact that it comes from me, they're going to run with it. They're going to get really nasty about it. And I'm sorry. I know it's not the right thing to say, but I got a kick out of it. To think that I have that much power over them, it makes me feel like the king, you know? I can throw something in there, and they feel the need to stop everything they're doing and let me know how wrong I am, even if I don't respond. I'll go in there and throw something in there knowing that certain people there will go out of their minds with it, and they'll have to respond to it, and they'll have to do all this that I just don't care about. So good for them. Glad it makes them happy. And now I can't find Tim's story. Are we serious? Hold on. Okay, no, that's not it. All right, okay, go over there. That's it. No, that one doesn't work either. Come on, Tim. Where the heck did you go? Well, I'll get that after the break. Did I already do it, the whole story? Really? I'm good. Okay. All right. I thought this was a story. This isn't a big story, but I thought it was a story. You know, there are some things like, you know, mom apple pie, that kind of stuff that you think of strictly as American, right? There's really not much more. So, the H1 Hummer is back. They're actually making it again. But you can't find it in America. No, they're making it for the Japanese. Are we serious? I got nothing against the Japanese. I'm sorry, China. I've got nothing against the Chinese. I'm just curious as to why they would want a Hummer. They got no room to move to put it. They don't even. This is an apartment for most families in China. Now, so you would think this was like crazy for this kind of thing. And there's a company called VLF Automotive, and it is selling carbon copies of the H1, and it's for wealthy Chinese people. Don't you love it? Next time somebody calls my studio phone, I'm just going to put them on the air. That'll stop really hard and fast, won't it?
Maybe that's what they were calling.
Yeah, right. So the wealthy Chinese customers have commissioned the BLF to build new Hummers, H1s, though. They don't want those cheapy little H3s. Remember those? Those were like on Ford Escort bodies, which is a total waste of time. Really, get bounced all over the place. It's not fun. The original vehicle's contract manager was AM General. And they're offering now what's called the C-Series kits. So it's just a goofy little stupid story. And there is a little niche market for these, too. I know plenty of people would love to have these again. So they're and it's being built in Michigan, so that's nice. Not Detroit, but being built in Michigan nonetheless. Let's see. The Humvee looks exactly like as it did when it arrived years and years and years ago. So it's big, it's bulky, super inefficient. No kidding, right? They got V8 engines in them, which I thought were now like illegal. What's it got for, let's see, 250 horsepower. That's cool. They even make a version with 430 horsepower. There's a sucking sound you'll never want to hear. So anyhow, I get a kick out of it. I think it's cool. And the Japanese are using something that most men equated with their manhood. We'll put it that way. I'm going to be nice. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Yes, I'm moving through all the stories they couldn't get to. Yesterday, you guys might have saw my quick piece on how the ACLU has now issued a travel alert for Texas. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. The ACLU didn't know they were supposed to issue travel alert. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. 369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Isn't that just like a WOP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that, that you want to be part of the conversation. Now, you can do that on Facebook. You can do that on, everywhere. We do it on the Facebook page. You can do it on the website. You can do it via Twitter. You know, that was the other thing, too. I know, I keep forgetting to do that because we would spend a whole segment doing it. But you can look for us on Facebook. Look for us on Twitter. Look for us on Google Plus. Does anybody even use Google Plus anymore? I better not say that because they'll get mad at us and chop us up again. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, thanks so much for being with me. So Texas has issued you a travel alert. That's right. Don't go near Joe Messina. No, I mean, they've issued a travel alert for Texas after that Sanctuary City ban. Nasty, nasty people. It says all travelers, including U.S. citizens, should be advised you may encounter illegal arrests, racial profiling, demands to show your papers. Now, the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, issued a travel alert following Governor Greg Abbott's signing of the nation's toughest sanctuary city law. Now, the warning from the ACLU tells people planning a trip to the Lone Star State to anticipate the possible violations of your constitutional rights when stopped by law enforcement. Now, the press release obtained by Breitbart Texas from the ACLU states, The ACLU's goal is to protect all Texans and all people from traveling through Texas, regardless of their immigration status.
Right.
They want to protect them from illegal harassment by law enforcement.
Uh-huh.
But this is according to Lorella Praley, an ACLU director. Now, Texas is a state with deep Mexican roots and home to immigrants from all walks of life. So, now, let's get it straight. If it's home of legal immigrants, if they're there legally, they work their way in legally, they've paid their taxes and their dues legally, well, God bless you. Welcome in. Glad you're here. But if you've jumped the fence, swam the water, run through the desert, dragged your family along with you, paid coyotes all kinds of money to get you here illegally, yeah, I'm not so excited. I realize you're here because you want a better life. I got that. So why would you start, for somebody who wants a better life? Now, during World War II, they didn't enter countries illegally. They were brave and heroic for their families because they fought the Germans. They snuck past the Germans. There were many, many, many Christians and alike that snuck Jews into their homes and stuck them across lines. Those are heroes. And don't give me that garbage, because I've had you guys write this in the past. That what they were doing was illegal, too. Yeah, but they were running for their lives. Okay, the Jews coming out of Germany, yeah. See, there was the smell of Jewish flesh in the air, because they were burning these people. They were killing these people. They were experimenting on these people. The only experiments I see coming up over the border sometimes is from some novice tattoo person. You see these kids coming over there tattooed from wrist to waist. It's crazy. Anyhow, the ACLU said, we plan to fight this racist and wrong-headed law in the courts and in the streets until we defeat it. Everyone traveling in or to Texas needs to be aware of what is in store for them. Right? This is all the fake liberal news they keep talking about. The Lone Star State will become a show-me-your-paper state. Actually, the way to do that is, the Lone Star State will become a show-me-your-papers. Yeah. Right? I mean, think about it. With every infraction of enforcement, it's not true. You talk to these police officers. They don't ask everybody that looks like a Hispanic, an Asian, or whatever, down by the border. Because it's not just Hispanics that come up over the border. They play it that way because it makes you feel bad. You're picking on one type of person. It's not it. But if you've been here for any length of time, you don't know any English words. Maybe you are speaking Spanish. You don't know any English words at all. You've got no real ID to show. I mean, at what point, I would love to sit down. I'm not going to demo on the show that would actually sit back and say to me, okay, so here's how I'd let you ask for paper. They won't. They won't even answer the question. You saw Waters tonight doing the same thing, Maxine Waters. Now, directly disputing the ACLU's show-me-your-papers claim, the so-called controversial part of the law, is what some people, they're calling it the show-me component. Right? This was the death panels that the Republicans kept screaming about with the new ACA that ended up being true. They're just not called death panels. The Texas governor explained, and what everyone seems to get wrong is that they think that the provision was stricken down in the Arizona law. To the contrary, the provision in the Arizona law is stricter than the Texas law. The Arizona law required that law enforcement ask for papers. The Texas law does not require it. It allows it, but it doesn't require it. But despite that difference, the Arizona law was upheld by every U.S. Supreme Court justice, including the liberal ones. Right? So, again, fake news. The so-called controversial part of the law has been ruled by the U.S. Supreme Court, is upheld, and we're going to use it. The ACLU claims that possible racial profiling and ignore the fact that the law specifically prohibits such conduct by police. See, just because you say it doesn't mean it's going to happen, so it's still illegal. just like we've heard from some of the Dems, because President Trump never liked Comey. That's the only reason he fired him. There's no other reason. The guy couldn't be because the guy was incompetent or too cocky. No, it couldn't be any of that. The new law also provides protections for victims of crimes and witnesses to crimes not already afforded under previous laws. Police officers are prohibited under the new law from asking about the immigration status of a crime victim or witness. Now that, but unless it is part of the investigation or it's germane to the investigation. Well, and one of the crimes they call out in particular is human smuggling crimes. Now, when it comes to human smuggling crimes or sex smuggling crimes or sex slave crimes, you ask any question you want to. Abbott said nothing changes the law-abiding American citizens when they encounter a law enforcement officer. For American citizens, the bill has no impact, which is the way it should be. They have absolutely nothing to be concerned about. There's only one group of people that is targeted by the legislation, and that is the people who are in this country illegally. Oh, we can't have that. That's terrible. That's disgusting. Anticipating lawsuits on constitutionality of the law. I mean, they're expecting all kinds of stuff to come down on this. And we'll see what happens. I don't think there's anything wrong with asking people to prove that they're citizens. I really don't. And that ain't that hard. You know, maybe we do need a voter card. And that's what they were talking about with the driver's card at one point in time. They said, we use driver's cards, you know, driver's licenses. And there's where we can decide whether they aren't. We'll mark up the licenses so people know that they're here illegally as opposed to the ones that are here, that are citizens. And the left wouldn't have it because you're singling them out. You're labeling them. Remember the ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy? Yeah, you're labeling them. Can't do that. No, thank you. Just amazing. I can't get to that. I don't want to get to that, actually. I guess they're Hollywood or some experts are wanting to can the term faith-based movies. And part of the reason about it, I got to read more into it, but part of the reasoning around it is they say it chases people away. People who don't want a religious movie. Yeah, I wouldn't know. Wouldn't chase me away. Yeah, I'll do these tomorrow. You sure I did Tim Allen, huh? Did I send you the link? Wow. I'm on my game. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't let this Comey thing get you crazy. I don't buy for a minute. Did Trump want to get rid of him? Yes. Yeah, did Trump probably go into the room, the Attorney General's room, or the Assistant Attorney General, and go, look, I can't take this guy anymore. He's incompetent. He screws up. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. I want him gone. Find a way to get him gone. Can I see Trump? Come on. Can any of you not see Trump doing that? I can see him doing that. And the other thing, too, is they keep asking for an independent prosecutor, right? Well, that's great. Don't you have a... Do you understand that you don't prosecute the crime, unlike the Baltimore AG? You don't prosecute the crime until you actually have one. Do you have proof that you have one? Because they're not asking for an independent investigation. They're asking for an independent prosecutor. They already have 4 independent investigations going on. We don't need any more. Hey, I'm Grover, senior host. Thanks for taking your time with me tonight. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We're here tomorrow. I'm hoping you'll be too. Have a great rest of the day.